Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Meeting you where you are, no matter what time of the day it is. Welcome to the Crown Table Unleashed. Are you ready to be motivated, inspired, and encouraged? It's time for you to get in step with the Spirit. Here is your host, Jeffy Clark III.
Crown Table Unleashed. How you doing? Listen, I just want to come to you here on the guys on the day. Not to say much, not to do much, but we're just going to talk about a couple things. First of all, let's do the check-in. I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how you're feeling. I want to know what's popping, what's been going on in your day-to-day lives, y'all. What has been going on? How have you been going? Listen, I'm excited for today's episode. Listen, I know I missed last Wednesday's episode, but it's never too late, okay? It's never too late, okay? Never ever too late. But I just want to encourage you guys on today. I want to motivate you guys on today. I want you to know that today out of all days, not just on today though, but today out of all days, that you serve a wonderful, magnificent God, a God that's going to see about you, a God that's going to do about you. And I really want to get on Isaiah 41 and 10. And it reads, it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Guys, listen, when I hear this scripture, when I hear what it's talking about, it says, do not fear. The first part of that says, do not fear. See, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, right? And we have to understand that even when we're going through certain things, even when certain things are happening to us, we are to put our total reliance on God, our total inner core on God, okay? And with God at our center, there is nothing that we cannot accomplish, okay? Nothing that we cannot get past, okay? When God is our center, when God is who we are, when God is the core of who we are supposed to be, okay? When we have Him, guys, there's not nothing that we cannot go through, no storm that we cannot face when we have God at our center, okay? And then it goes on and says, "For I am with you." Okay, when we understand that God is with us, what does that mean, right? Because in this particular moment, we're talking about something that we cannot lay eyes on, something that we cannot see, right? Something that we cannot physically touch, right? But we are to know that God is with us. See, that's when it comes to our level of submission, okay, guys? We have to be, you know, where we are supposed to be at, so that, you know, when we hear scriptures like God is with us, that we understand exactly what those scriptures mean. I'm gonna tell y'all something. We really feel God is with us when we're going through something that we cannot explain. When we're going through something we can't explain, you can really tell, you know, that you know God is by your side, right? Because it's only He could have brought you through. Do not be dismayed, right? Do not be at distress, okay? Distress. Dismayed is distressed, right? We think about we are distressed, right? When we are distressed, when we are frustrated, when we are upset, when we are angry, those things can lead to other things like depression and anxiety, right? It becomes a gateway, right? So that's why God says, hey, look, don't be dismayed about the situation. First of all, do not fear. Second of all, if you're not fearing, know that I am with you, okay? So all these two, if you look at the two steps of this first part of the scripture, you can see that it's saying, hey, look, don't fear and know that I am with you, right? If we can do these two things, if we can do those two things in the first part of that scripture, we will not be dismayed, right? And dismayed is we would not be stressed out. We would not be frustrated. We would not be upset, angry, flustered. Okay. Flustered. Cause sometimes we can get flustered with certain things that happen in our life. So if we follow this first part of the first two things, we can get past that dismayed part. Okay. Then God reminds us, for I am your God. Right. Why does he remind us, for I am your God? Right. If we think about our parents, let's just think about our parents. Right. When we're getting raised by our parents, when our parents are teaching to us or whatever they are doing. Okay. As a child, when you your mom or dad would say something, say, I'm your mama, I'm your daddy. You do what I say do, and when I say do it, right? 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 Listen, guys, God is our father, and this is the same thing, okay? This is the same thing. He's reminding you who I am, right? He is saying, I am God, right? So don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid, and let you know that he is with you, okay? So it's literally the same concept, guys. And then he goes on after he tells us that he is our God, he goes on to say that I will strengthen you and help you. Okay. So now he's telling us, listen, if you can get past the point of not fearing, if you can get past the point of knowing that I am with you and that you won't be dismayed. Now we can get into, you know, here's what I am to do for you. Here's what I can help you with. Here's where I can strengthen you. See, it's in our weaknesses. See, I had this scripture that I was reading. It was saying, in your weaknesses, you shall boast, right? And I was like, why would God want us to boast in our weaknesses, right? It's because we can boast in our weaknesses is where God gets the glory, right? It's all about God getting his glory, right? Acknowledging God, acknowledging him in all of our ways, right? It's another scripture that we read off a lot, okay? But it's important, guys, for us to understand. It's important for us to understand that God is here to do exactly what he said he's going to do, right? So in this, he says he's going to strengthen you and he will help you, right? So I need you right now in this moment to take the time to sit here and think about a time, think about a situation, think about a situation that you've tried to do with yourself, right? Everything that you've tried to put into it, all the time and all the effort, and what did it amount to, right? It might not didn't go your way, right? Or it might have went your way, but it wasn't efficient, right? It had hiccups, it had potholes in it, or whatever the case. You had to jump over tons of hurdles and hills and mountains, right? And what I'm saying is it's not that these, listen, here's the catch. The catch is these hills and mountains that hurdle, they might not even go away. But the point is, God says, I'm going to help you with it, right? God says, I'm going to be able to strengthen you to be able to do it, right? And it's in that is what we ought to hold on to, is in that we ought to find our strength, because when we can find our strength inside of that, then we can begin to accomplish things. Then we can notice that, hey, getting my business started is really not that hard, right? Because now I got God at the forefront, right? Or whatever the case it may be, you know, I can jump over this hill. The hill is still the hill, but God is with me now while I'm doing it, and it's making it a whole lot easier, right? Things are easier when we incorporate God in it, right? It's even with dealing with people on a day-to-day basis, right? You might have a situation where you feel like it's hard for you to deal with people. You may be in a customer service job, and every day you're getting cussed out, and every day you have to deal with people, right? And I'm telling you, with God's strength, right, with God's help, right, you can be able to move in his strength and his help, and you can be able to get over some of those things into where what people are saying to you over the phone or what people are saying about you behind your back begins to not phase you, right, begins to not upset you, right, to be able to say, even in that moment, to be able to have the joy of the Lord, right, and to be able to, hey, look, I got Jesus, right, and maybe you can use him too, okay, in your life. Hey, that's even a chance to witness, and maybe you can even curve that thing and change the altitude. I say the altitude. You see that? The altitude. Okay, so let's continue. Yeah, I said the altitude, but you know what I mean. Attitude. But somebody's attitude can be in the altitude, okay? All right, so I would strengthen you and I would help you. And then he says, I would uphold you with my righteous right hand. So it's something to be in the hands of God, right? It's something to have God's hands on our life. It is something to have God's favor, to have God's mercy, and to have God's grace. It allows us to be able to do some things that Joe Blow over here on the side may not be able to do. And I thank God, you know, even inside of my life, I know it's some things that God has done in my life and God has moved in my life that was not solely only me. You know, it was literally God upholding me, God strengthening me, God showing me exactly you know, what I need to do and how I need to do it. It's having that access, right? Having that access. We all talk about having that access. And when I say access, it's like, you know, I have to go through a gatekeeper, right? You know, to get to, you know, certain places, and having God and God being, you know, that person for you to be able to get you into certain places is like having your very own gatekeeper, right? Who can stop you? If God be for you, who can be against you, right? Nobody. Nobody can stand a chance. I want to encourage you guys on today to just to be able to really hone in on Isaiah 41 and 10 for your life, and understand that you have the strength through God, that God is a part of your life, and you have been instructed, you know, not to fear and do not be afraid. You know, you afraid to go out and jump into this new business God has called you on. You got the sauce, you got the plan, you got the vision, and you still afraid to move on because you feel like you got to have all the pieces in order. But God has called you to a thing, and God has called you for a thing, and it's time for you to get up and move. I'm talking to somebody right now. It's time for you to get up and move, and time for you to get ready to put that plan into place, because it's in this is your breakthrough, right? Because you're not finna find it at this job. I'm sorry, that job that you're working is not gonna get you to where you're trying to go. But this idea that you've been planting on, that you've been worrying about, whether or not it's going to happen, whether or not it can happen and it will happen, right? Because I need you to understand that Isaiah 41 says, do not fear. God says that I am with you. Do not be dismayed. Don't be flustered. Don't be stressed out about it. Stop thinking about it. God says, I am God. I am God. And I will strengthen you to be able to do exactly what it is I have called you to do. I'm not finna leave you by your side. I'm not finna leave you down in the dump. I'm taking you with me, and I'm taking to exactly where you need to be. Okay. And that's important, guys. It's important for our lives. I'm telling you something right now. God has done it for me time and time again. I couldn't thank him enough for what he's done for me. I couldn't give him enough thank yous for what he's done for me. Oh, God's grace and mercy has settled upon my life. And guys, listen to him. He can settle upon your life just as well and just as strong. God is here for us. God is here to do the miraculous. God is here to work every miracle. God is here to do the healing upon your body, the healing upon your mind, the healing upon the things that did not work out in your favor. God is here to give you the relief that you may need in your life. You hear me? I'm telling you, God is here for it. God wants to be here for it. This is a promise, guys. God is one thing about the Lord. God is a promising Lord. Okay, I'm gonna jump into Psalms 34, 4 and 5. Okay, it says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. I sought the Lord. So in finding the Lord, it says that he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Here we go with fear again. Those who look to him are radiant. You can see the radiant and the joy. When I'm thinking of radiant, I'm thinking of bright. I'm thinking of shiny. I'm thinking of glow. You know how we be up in the morning time. We be driving to work in the morning time. We catch that early up sun. We take that selfie and we be like, you know, the selfie in the light to make our skin glow, make our eyes look brighter than what they is. That's what I'm talking about. Radiant. When I hear radiant, that's what I see. And seeing that after I have found God to be in my life, guys, It is miraculous. You hear me? There's nothing like what that sun can do. God's own is going to be even better. Okay. Even better. And it says, our faces should never be ashamed. Ain't that important? Never be ashamed. It says, oh, taste and see the Lord. Taste and see the Lord is good. And blessed is the man who takes refuge in him, guys. Guys, we ought to be inside of who God is. We ought to be inside of what God is. Okay. Time and time again, guys, even if we don't want to, guys, listen, God is here for our behalf. God is here for us. And that's what I want you guys to see on today. As you go forth on today, guys, remember that God loves you no matter what. God is going to have your back no matter what. Don't listen to the enemy, the adversary that's trying to play in on your life. Keep stepping and keep going forward. And God is going to be right there where it needs to be in the end. I'm telling you. Hey, listen, I love you. I love you. I love you, Crown Table. I'm about to get out of here, and I will see you guys on the next episode, okay? And the phone cut in. Y'all heard that? I know. It's okay. I'm going to see y'all guys on the next episode.
To this episode of The Crown Table Unleashed with Jeffy Clark III. If you found today's episode meaningful and impactful, share it right now with your friends and family. Tune in again right here, same place, same time. And remember, we're meeting you where you are, no matter what time of the day it is.